upon the crowd, and you came here with the possibility of love. For that I thank you all. An accident, yet I feel so unprepared. But you came here with the possibility of love.
That was I'm Not the Only One by Attica Riots, an alternative rock band from Manitoba who've headlined at Winnipeg's Canada Day celebration accompanied by the local symphony orchestra, and who'll be performing this July at the Heart of the Nation Music Festival in Grand Beach, Manitoba. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Bobby Desjarlais over Skype. Bobby, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hi, no problem. Thank you.
Tell me a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
There was always people interspersed who played music, but it wasn't really playing. It wasn't a focus of my household, but I picked it up when I was about 16 or 17. There was an acoustic guitar at my folks' place that no one was playing, and I just taught myself at that point. And I was pretty much in bands a couple months after that. I just wanted to play and perform, and I didn't really want to be learning in my room alone for very much longer at that point.
Can you remember what the very first album that you ever bought for yourself was?
What is the first record I bought for myself? That's a tough question, actually. I don't even, you know, it's so funny. It's like, other than Green Day and Offspring Smash, like, it was basically like a big Shiny Tunes collection that got me into a bunch of different bands.
You'd be surprised how many people have mentioned that CD.
Yeah, Big Shiny Tunes 2 was the hard hitter. And just, there were so many bands on it that I ended up finding and loving. So,
how did you come together with Anders and Kyle to form Attica Riots?
Well, we were all playing in different bands. I was in Alverstone. They were in Inward Eye. And then I was in a band called the Pecanonists as well. Like, I was just doing my own thing, kind of. And they were playing, and we got to know each other from a place called Eddie's Garage when Quincy would play every Thursday. And we became friends, and then years down the line, we started a cover band called Cash Grab, and then basically just instead of learning covers, we started playing a bunch of originals that I had written, and then we started writing together, and then it just kind of went from there.
I love the name Cash Grab. Your current name
as
Attica Riots, that's an allusion to Kurt Vonnegut's Hocus Pocus. What does that name represent for you? Why did you choose that as the name for your band?
Because the Pecanonists were also linked to Kurt Vonnegut as well. So I was in a project called the Pecanonists, and that was a fake religion in a Kurt Vonnegut book called Cat's Cradle. And then I read a book called Hocus Pocus, which was one of my favorite books at the time. And I was looking for a new band name, and I was reading a ton about Kurt Vonnegut, and he had based that riot on the Attica State riots, which was just a massive human rights and racial tensions, obviously. And yeah, but that's kind of how I just linked it through the Kurt Vonnegut link. But I mean, I work with people coming in out of the justice system, and he's always got like a great way of putting things and a great way of looking at, I don't know, it's positive, but it's cynical at the same time. I guess he calls himself like a realist.
How do you all approach your songwriting as a band? Is it really collaborative, or does one of you typically take the lead?
We all come to the table with things. Different people come to the table with different things, though. So like, Kyle can write and arrange an entire song, but he doesn't tackle lyrics very often. He'll tackle melodies and stuff like that. And I mean, I like to write in the writing room, jamming and feeling it and kind of going off the cuff. But I also do a lot of acoustic writing, and Andy does a ton of writing himself too. They can all, yeah, every one of us can pretty much do a whole song or collaborate from a scene together. So after this many years, I think there's probably been a song written in every way.
Last year, you released your debut album, Love, Sunshine, and Hysteria, which was produced by Mark Needham, who's also worked with Imagine Dragons and The Killers. What was it like working with him?
Great. He was an absolute pro and just a wonderful character, and was just super kind to us, and we got to spend time recording at East West Studios in his personal studio, and just the overall experience was extremely positive. It was just nice to just be focusing in and taking music so seriously and doing it abroad. It was very nice for us.
You have an awesome official video on YouTube for your song Misery. Tell me about that song and the making of the video.
That was basically, that was the first time I've ever did anything like that. It was such an odd experience, but you just kind of have to let go a little bit, and yeah, otherwise it's kind of tense. It's not the same as performing on a stage. Like, there's nobody yells cut halfway through a song, and then I have to like readjust myself. You just kind of go through it, right? So this one, just like all the stopping and starting, it's really hard to keep your mood up, to keep your energy up, and to keep your, you know what I mean? I'm not used to that level of stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. So that was kind of difficult, but we enjoyed it. I mean, we just took it in. Like, we were just supposed to release the record, and yeah, so we were in Toronto doing that. So we just kind of took it in. We enjoyed ourselves, and we got to perform while we were out there and stuff, different places, different times. So it was a busy year, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Just to cut the tension, why try to hide? with the kicks that I'm taking, wearing it.